Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family, Hearts Home, EE Arts.
Yes, hello there.
Hope everybody is having a good day, getting recharged and energized.
And if you're one out there who has a puppy who depends on you, a kitty who depends on you, plants who depend on you, if you create anything out there, happy Nurturers Day. No, happy Mother's Day, guys.
I was wondering, where the heck is she going with this? So as always, we have the three channels, Evolutionary, EE Arts, and again, each one does have different, different playlists. And so what we're going to be talking about now, it's going to go on Heart's Home, and it's going to go under the Gurus and Great Teachers list. And really could go in a lot of different places. Been feeling the need to converse about Saint Germain in these times because he is one that's all about alchemy and transformation. And many of you guys are probably familiar with Saint Germain.
Mm-hmm. And we have that urge to talk about him and work with him because he's so close. He's right there. He's right here. He's someone who... He is a master alchemist. He's a very curious, very interesting fellow. And I think what makes him so interesting is because he is not human himself, but he adores humans. He loves to work with humans. He likes their, you know, their good parts about them. He likes the bad parts about them. He likes their quirks. He likes the way they dress. He likes the way they dine. He just really has an admiration for being human, and it's quite interesting. I haven't seen any other ascended master so curious about who we are.
Well, that's fascinating. You know, just to say it that way in and of itself. You know, he is rumored to be an immortal, but what is an immortal, really? Again, you know, typically, if we're not embodied, we're usually hanging out on 4D or, you know, the astral plane, so to speak. And, you know, we decide what's going to happen next. And, of course, we do have, the law of cause and effect, karma, that makes... that gives us certain parameters, and it really, it's all about growth. Everything that we're talking about is about growth. You know, when we come to experience this reality in these bodies, be it all heavy, dense, and clumsy at times, it is a super learning experience, and it's something to be cherished because, again, this is where we really grow, and relatively exponentially as well. And so he is somebody that can help with that growth. And, you know, we could look to, quote unquote, the legends of Saint Germain, this person that's walked the earth for who knows how long. You know, when I think of Saint Germain, I start thinking of Babaji. And he's another one that I've been feeling, you know, the urge to talk about again. Babaji has worked with us as well, intimately. And also with Ananda Mahima and us. And sometimes, you know, there was time not too long ago when, you know, Cindy's health wasn't so strong. And Babaji's energy was so powerful that he had to kind of take a step back. And Ananda Mahima stepped forward. And she's still been with us constantly all the way. Because her energy was just a little bit easier to translate, I guess you would say. And, you know, again, some of these masters that have been in the position that they are in, when we talk about ascended masters and rishis from, you know, the Vedic tradition, you're talking about beings that don't have to be here in any way, shape, or form. They just have so much compassion and love for us that they really, really want to come and help us along the ride. Now, again, they don't want to help to the point where there's no purpose in us doing this in the first place. That's where, you know, boundaries must be put up. And that's where, you know, a lot of times people will put out the questions. I don't understand. Why do we have to go through this? Why can't they just fix it? And then life's a cakewalk. Because we wouldn't have the learning, we wouldn't come here in the first place if it wasn't for the challenges.
You know what I really like about Saint Germain's energy and his curiosity about who we are as humans is he wants to know the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, he doesn't want to just know those who kind of wash everything away and don't use their emotions. He loves the emotional aspect of us. And that means the anger, and that means the joy, you know, the depth of where we can go when we are in these bodies is absolutely amazing and spectacular. And he is the only ascended master that I have seen that really enjoys watching humans process. And that's what we are. We are processors of information that's on the outside of us. We are receiving signals, and we are, that information is coming through us, and we are reacting to it. And that's what makes us so unique. It's a little bittersweet because we need to also control our emotions, because too much negativity is bad and that can cause a lot of harm. But at the same time, you don't just want to push things aside that upset you. You have to work through them. And it's like you know, when you see a baby cry, you don't tell that baby, you don't say, "Baby, don't cry." You say, "What's wrong? You know, what do I need to do? How can I help you?" And you telepathically connect with this little being and you help bring comfort. But if the baby didn't cry, the baby couldn't get what it wanted. And that goes for, you know, anything like a sore on your leg. You don't just ignore the pain. The pain is there to bring healing. So I think that's one thing that makes him different. He's very accepting of the pain. So if you want Saint Germain to come in and help you and work with you, that's probably one of his strongest suits, is you can tell him anything.
Absolutely. And the legends too about him being here, and some of the stories, you know, from his ability to have precognition, know what's going to happen before it does happen, sometimes maybe even be in two places at one time, apparently not age, and apparently not really eat much, if at all. Again, if you think about him as a very, very advanced yogi, then you'll get the picture to a very high degree. So all these skills that these legendary yogis can develop, and, you know, be it longevity, bilocation, you know, obviously things like astral projection, even when you're in the body, very easy, you know, for this type of being to handle all those things, because again, they've already kind of done it, they've done their work, and they're just looking to help us. So, you know, you might say, well, what's the difference between an ascended master and somebody we would call an angel? Because again, you know, angels are always looking to help as well.
You know, I would say one is a teacher and one is an assistant. One wants to assist you in your life journey, and the other, if you want some teaching and understanding, you can go to them and ask and have a conversation back and forth and get information that way. The assistant comes, and I believe that angels are protectors to a very high degree. We're all born with at least one main angel, and this angel is the one that stays with us throughout. And my angel appeared in in the form of a little boy named Jerry, and I didn't find out until later on that it was one of the great-grandfathers on my father's side and the Native American side of things. He is my primary guide, and he's with me always, and he's very much a protector. And I consider him an angel because of the way he guides me and protects me.
So the last time that Saint Germain was incarnated in a human body, because, you know, Cindy has looked to this and for this information, was back in the 1800s. It's been a while since he was embodied. Doesn't mean he can't help, because obviously he can help. And there are so many more beings that are not embodied that help us every day, every single day. And most of the time, we might not even know it. I think the vast majority of people are completely unaware of what we would call the invisible help that's around us all the time.
Oh, they are. So many angels and guides are sidelined. They're just, they've taken a seat because there is no communication. But you can start communication with your angel and guides just by understanding that there are no coincidences. And if you think it's a coincidence, just know that it's not, because just think about maybe when you're trying to communicate with your animal is going to, you know, react with you as long as it's getting some kind of a reaction. But if you just completely stop, hands off your pet, they're not going to try to communicate with you anymore. You know, they're going to know that it's pointless. Well, angels, guides are the same way. If you're not giving them that validation that they are communicating with you, eventually they will sit on the sidelines. So what do you do about that? You sit down and you have a conversation with your main guide. And you say, I want communication with you. And you open your heart, you open your ears, you open your mind, and you allow the information to come through different people. You allow it to come through music. You allow it to come through the radio. Saint Germain is one of the best when it comes to communication, as long as your heart is open. And he's probably one who's going to have you sit down and dissect your emotions a little bit, because to him, that's where the growth is maximized.
You know, I just want to share, you know, we've had Cindy under full trance. I've had Cindy under full trance so many times and talked to some of our helpers. Like, one of them is our guide, that is our guardian, and kind of she just guides Cindy and guards Cindy so dark beings can't jump into Cindy. And I cannot tell you how human she is. And it's because, you know, again, we are different when we're out of the body, but we're still the same. So the human experience is a temporary one. And I think maybe even some of the aspects that of what we think is human is actually more of what we are at the core, if I'm getting it across. I don't know. Am I getting it across?
I think so. Well, Tara is a gatekeeper, and she's at this basic level. You know, she's there. She's like an intern, I guess. She's there to get her feet wet, but she also has a very, very normal, surprisingly normal human nature.
Absolutely normal. Absolutely normal. And we love her, and she's, you know, wonderful. But, you know, if you think again, that a being on 5D has to be perfect because they're on 5D, no, they're not perfect. Or 4D or upper 4D, you know, again, we are all very, very fallible beings. We're not perfect. You know, this is part of the fun part of the universe, is a little bit of unpredictability. It goes a long way. So that which you might perceive as an angel could be extremely human, could really feel bad if something happened and they took it to be their fault. I mean, just like, you know, if your teenage daughter or teenage son let you down big time, and they knew they let you down big time, it's that type of feel. I mean, this is how real the emotions are that come across. And again, there's all different degrees of angels, and there's all different levels of training. And there really is training, and there really is school. That's kind of like what my dad does on the other side. Is my dad's a teacher on the other side, my biological father in this life. Now, of course, we change roles, that sometimes he might be like my best friend. He might be my younger brother. You know, things like that can change. Roles can change. But my biological father and brother have incarnated with me. I've incarnated with them through many different lifetimes. And again, there's DNA lineage as well as soul lineage, and there is the intertwining of the two as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's just so many things when it comes to I don't even like to call it the afterlife. You know, it's extra life. It's extra life.
It's just shifting perception.
Yeah, definitely. And that's really a very fun thing to do when you're going on an awakening. Suddenly you have all of these aha moments because your perception is shifting left and right and things are changing. And, you know, with that change, you grow and you expand. And there's beings out there. If you need assistance, they're there to help.
Yes, absolutely. And then, yeah, beings like Saint Germain. And again, he can kind of go anywhere from 4D to 6D at this point in time, and he has taken 3D bodies. One thing, when you're looking at all these pictures, violet, purples, you know, different hues, magentas come through. These are very high vibrational frequencies, and this is the colors that he works with perhaps the most. But they also are colors that most definitely we should be utilizing for ascension purposes. When we look to all these different shades of purple, they tend to be antiviral, antiparasitic. They could help with any sort of infection. They could also help with, again, clearing out the other types of viruses, per se, you know, the AI type. So, you know, again, this is going to be the colors that you want to visualize if you want to try to ascend and try to quicken that process, especially if you are feeling negative. You know, when it comes to colors and energy work, as you know, Cindy and I do energy work on people pretty much every single day and have for a very long time. So we've worked on thousands of people, And, you know, visualizing color is visualizing a frequency. It's putting an intention out there. So, you know, these are some of the higher frequencies. They're actually like the highest of the visible spectrum. So you utilize them to raise vibrations. When you have people that are physically ill, I would typically use a vibrant emerald green to start the healing process. If they're in a lot of pain, a sky blue like this right here, you know, would be nice. A combination of these two colors is a nice painting here. By the way, it feels like Mount Shasta, does it not? Yeah, so however we visualize him, because you might say, well, what does he look like now? Well, again, he's energy right now. So again, how do you want to look? How do you want him to look is the question, because that's how he would appear to you. Same thing with, you know, like Yeshua. Yeshua would kind of appear to you how you're expecting him to appear to you. I've had my dad appear to me multiple times, and most often he's actually just about half my age right now. he's basically a young man most of the time when I see him. I see him as somebody that's around 30. You know, typically. But again, it's all relative, and it's what form do you want to appear as. But these, again, are very, very good colors to utilize in the ascension process. You could also utilize various crystals, because again, crystals hold frequency, hold energies. And as Cindy would say, the crystals are our elders.
They are. They are our elders. They hold all the information of the universe, you know, as far as time can be said to be time. Another thing that I really like about Saint Germain is when he does come to you, many times he'll come in the scent of flowers, wild flowers, and it is so, so beautiful. And that's just something to say that he's around you.
Now, the other thing that we've gotten recently is the need for people to ground and root, which, you know, that's just a given. It's natural. In particular, this pose, this is called embracing the tree. And when you do this pose, and you would put yourself into a position very much like you see illustrated right here, yeah, a little bit of a bend in the knees, your back is flat. You actually want to make it so that you're sitting on like a bar stool, kind of straightening the spine so the energy can flow through the spine easier. We put the arms out at shoulder height, and the hands have about one fist space between them, 1 to 2 fist space between them, so they're not quite touching. The palm chakras are facing towards the body. And what we focus on is drawing the life force in. This will help us in so many ways. This is going to help build up our Wei Qi field, so we will have more resistance to viruses and parasites, bacteria, things like that. This is just going to build up our shields, is what they are. It's not even just the biological side of things. When we take the life force in, we're literally turning our lights on higher. And this also strengthens us. Now, we can do this consciously, and we can literally increase the amount of spiritual energy coming in. Qigong is also known as the practice of the immortals, to tie it into the immortal legends of Saint Germain. And I have no doubts that he was well aware of all this. And again, you might think of Qigong as an Asian practice, but again, these masters are not even limited to just the Earth. No, and they've worked on other planets. We've worked on other planets. As we've shared with you guys, when we first came to Earth, we came to Earth with Aset during the Golden Age. Before that, we had incarnated in other places, as have probably about a third of the souls that are on the planet right now.
Mm-hmm. They really do a good job of keeping us very limited when it comes to the educational system. And that's why it's so good to step out of it. And when you start doing these practices, they really do help the immune system as well. And that's the most important thing to keep in mind, is your immune system. We really need that, especially in these times. And there's many different things you can do plus this to help boost that.
So if you could give yourself, try to hold this position for about 5 minutes and just breathe through the belly. And this, I've given demonstrations of this over on EE Arts and also on Evolutionary. So when you look to the long class here, and this is from 3 years ago, this long class, I want to say probably halfway, two-thirds of the way through, there's a portion where we're just gathering the energy. And so, check it out. Again, it's on healing through energy work, meditation, and Reiki. This is a short program, and this one doesn't have really the gathering side of it. But it's great. It's about 20 minutes for just clearing out energy blockages and getting the life force moving through the body. It's so, so, so critical in these times. Yes, it can boost your immune system. It could also help you quicken and speed along the ascension process. It can also, again, push away dark energies. So, this is a depiction of embracing the tree, standing like a tree. Lam Kam Chuen is another master that's written very, very easy to read, accessible books on this. And we've talked about these practices. Go explore that that particular playlist, because there's a lot of other practices that can absolutely help you more, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, way more than anything that the modern MED system will be able to do. And this one over here, a simple yet powerful healing meditation. Again, visualizing what color is that? This is all about raising our frequency. This is all about raising our frequency, strengthening the body and the mind. And again, tapping into the knowledge of masters like Saint Germain, which, they're right there. And you might not be able to clearly hear him speaking to you, but you might find little inspirations. For me, it came as little just pictures, almost like scenes. All of a sudden, it would be an impression of something, whether it's a person or whether it's like an event, or a place. These things would all of a sudden pop in my head, and I wouldn't know, where's that coming from? Well, it's coming from guides. We're always surrounded by guides, but the sad fact is most don't hear.
No, or they don't want to hear, or they're afraid to hear, or they're not ready, and there's various reasons. But if you feel ready, then you really got to open up that heart chakra open up that crown chakra and be willing to accept the information as it comes through. It might come through a complete stranger. It might come through a song. But what you never want to do, especially if you're trying to talk to your guides, you don't want to write it off as a coincidence. That's just a turnoff. They're like, you're like, fine, I tried. After a while, it gets frustrating. Like we said, they're human in a lot of ways. They wanna help, but if they see they're not being effective or you can't hear them, what are they to do? You know, they just sideline until you are ready.
Yeah, they absolutely can get frustrated. So do like he's doing. He's just out there. He's just soaking in the energy, splashing in the water, feeling, sensing the mother all around, drawing that love in, that life force in. He's visualizing those beautiful little flowers and just absorbing in the scenery. I mean, contentment. See how content? Isn't that beautiful?
And that calms the brain, it calms the mind, and it brings about an enormous amount of healing.
Absolutely. Thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. If you need to make an appointment for energy work, Vedic astrology, spiritual coaching, it's evolutionaryenergyarts@gmail.com. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.